All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's place for the Gow Christmas party. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how are we doing? Everybody at Nick's place is feeling jolly. It's the pre-Christmas extravaganza.
Place is packed.
Once a year. Should do it more. But what are you going to do? We love to see all the listeners' faces. Everybody's out here having a good old time. Nick is in for Barry. Barry is somewhere in Jamaica or some warm
on vacation.
Island, suntanning in a Speedo.
He's not listening right now. He doesn't care about this show.
Okay. Well, Barry's not here. You are. Aaron is here. Harrison is back at the headquarters.
Yep.
We're going to continue to make this fun. Juggalo Trey is going to be signing autographs, taking pictures till 4. Then I think he'll probably be filling in for AJ at some point during the Blitz.
Is he?
I just said that, but I hope it happens.
I bet you he would love that, though. He would love that. Look at that. Thumbs up by Trey. Yeah, I mean, this place is packed. This is the first time I've been here for a Christmas party. I don't know if we've had multiple here, but look at that. Look at those wings.
All the food here is fantastic.
Did you order food yet?
I did.
What did you order?
Pizza.
Can't go wrong with pizza.
No,
I've had the pizza here.
Outstanding pizza.
I ordered a pizza, too.
I really want to see what happens. Like, I want to host the Blitz and right away take a call and go, sports.
3 hours with Fred Fowler. That would be awesome.
Hey, you're on Fred with Fowler. Trey. Sports. That wouldn't go over the same? No?
Got a couple of Miami fans. Dell and Yo Adrian are both in the building. Or Dell probably made his exit. Oh, yeah, there he is. I was like, we can't have all these Miami fans in the building.
Dell's going to be wearing the victory chain with a big W on it that's red by the end of the fiesta.
I noticed he's got his T-shirt on that we didn't get from El Jefe.
Yeah, I already called out El Jefe on Twitter. Where are the usual suspects?
Where is El Jefe?
He's not here, obviously. Dr. Dre is here. Dustin's here. All the usuals are here. Everybody's here having a good time. You should be here, too. We're at Nick's. The Blitz will be here after us. We're going to be here till 7 o'clock. We'll be having a great old time. We're going to be talking some sports, but more so than anything else, trying to give you guys, the loyal listeners, a chance to win some prizes and spread some holiday cheer before we get into the holiday weekend. That's the way we always like to do it around here. Michael is here from Pick Me. If you want your picture taken as part of the memorable experience, head on over to Mike's booth and mirror on the left side of the establishment here at Nick's and get yourself a picture or two. Nick Sciarra, who is a big, big fan with the Cougars, and I don't mean the U of H Cougars, Kirsten. When we go to Beaumont, he has a following, let's just say. I'm sure Nick will be in the photo booth later.
Yeah. When you said pick me, I thought you said get me wrong. Like, I thought you meant get me, Michael from Get Me, but you said pick me.
Yeah.
The booth. And he's had that booth up before, I think, at Sunfest, if I'm not mistaken.
Get
but,
me, pick me.
You
but
know, whatever.
Whatever with
you
a
had
me,
it right.
Whatever Michael has with a me is
details,
next.
Details.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, join us for the party. Wings. I've had their lasagna. I've had their pizza. I've had a lot on this menu. Pretty much. Similar to Cowboys and Indians, I pretty much had not almost everything, but a lot that's on this menu.
Have you partaken in the wings?
I have.
Okay.
I like the traditional hot wings with this one. I don't remember which flavor I went with the
Josh
last time.
Is giving you a head nod.
I probably
thumbs
went
up
with the barbecue as well because I love barbecue wings. But yeah, the wing, you can't go wrong with the wings at all. Not at Nick's place.
Juggalo Trey has gone through at least 3 fried appetizers, and he now has a large pizza
look
in
at him,
front of
you,
him.
Just putting you on the spot like that. He's got a whole pizza in front
that's
of him,
saying, Joel. After several hors d'oeuvre platters, he now has a full pizza in front of him, and he has a moob on either side of his chest. He is working hard today, man. Do not get in the working man's way. Trey is absolutely carving out some territory today here at Nick's place.
This is going to be fun. 3 hours of this, huh?
No question about it.
Yep. All the way until 4 p.m., the usual suspects. No Barry is funny.
No. No, just a lot of the producer Nick and Pac-Man Joel with a K.
And Harrison.
Yeah, Harrison, though, he's on probation.
Is he? Oh, yeah, because of the Friday song.
Because of the Friday song.
He disrespected the Blitz.
Yeah, he can't do that.
And if I'm going to get in trouble for playing the Friday song, he needs to get in trouble for playing the Friday song.
Absolutely. Without question. Aaron is here holding down the fort because Taylor had to go get some food. I mean, Tyler, you know, whatever. Tyler had to go get some food. Oh, hi, Tyler. The more I see these shirts, the more I don't like them, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I'm really jealous. And they even got they got two versions?
Well, and now you see where we fit in the totem pole.
Yeah,
in the pecking
at the
order,
bottom.
Because now all the T-shirts they're giving out today are the bench.
Oh, that's just disgusting. Not a single T-shirt of the usual suspects.
What is that? I don't know, man.
It's all good. Right,
I blame Michelle. But Michelle actually brought some of her old pillowcases, and she turned them into hunting gear. she's got a pillowcase travel bag and a pillowcase-looking rifle case. So I take it we're going to be giving those away here anytime. All right, so we're going to be giving away stuff all afternoon long, all the way until we turn it over to the Blitz, and then if there's anything left, we'll see if they give it away some stuff as well. But we obviously
let's talk Rockets to annoy Kirsten Spike. She warned me before the show not to open up the show with Rockets for whatever reason. She has this hate towards the Houston Rockets.
Now, Kirsten, I want to make it very clear that I did not bring the topic up, that Nick has already broached the subject.
Well, I'm kind of concerned because I wanted to have a drink or two here at Nick's place, but the game is tonight, and I can't be going up there all liquored up. Like, I gotta be professional.
What game?
The Rockets game.
Oh, come on. Who's playing?
I don't know.
Chris Paul's not playing. Capella's not playing. Mbamute's not playing. By the way, Coach McHale yesterday, when he was referring to Luke Mbamute, I thought he was just saying booty. Several times I thought he said booty.
That's why we call him Luke, because we cannot pronounce his name to save our – I mean, I struggled at least for 2 or 3 weeks, and then I just gave up.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, because yesterday on the phone I felt bad. Every time we brought up what great moves Daryl Morey made aside from Chris Paul, he'd say, yeah, booty. And I was like, I don't think that's his name, but – I don't want to get into all that.
They were making fun of Clyde Drexler for giving up on trying to pronounce the Greek freak's name. But
Adetokounmpo. You're welcome.
Say it again?
Adetokounmpo.
Adetokounmpo.
You don't have to really overemphasize the T's.
I do. Because I feel like if I don't, I'm going to mispronounce it.
Giannis Adetokounmpo.
Adetokounmpo.
That too.
I'm still emphasizing the T.
It's like hand grenades. We'll give you that one.
Yeah, but he was like, the Greek freak. I'm done. I'm not even going to complete this last name. I'm just going to say the Greek freak. Which is probably the smart thing to do if you're on the air.
Oh, look, you're not alone. Most broadcasters across the country, even on, like, NBA TV and other things, they just go right to the Greek freak.
Yeah. And didn't Nene have, like, didn't he simplify his name? Like, it's gone down
to... Used to be Nene Hilario?
Yes.
Yeah, and then it just went to Nene.
I like Nene. Simple. It's on his jersey. Straight to the point. Yeah. I did order a pizza. That's probably not good radio to talk to Kirsten.
That's all right. But Kirsten's
whatever.
Already told you what not to talk about because it's Kirsten's last day. And since she's been the boss for, I can't tell you how long, and it's her last day, she's still giving out orders. She's still telling people what to do, what to talk about, because that's the way she does things.
Rocking the Astros gear, as usual.
Yep. She got a couple of going away presents that she's proudly sporting. If you want to make sure that you contribute to Kirsten's going away fund, make sure we get some, too.
Ben on Twitter, a boozed up play-by-play by the producer Nick would be great. No, that would not. That would not be good at all.
Tonight, that'll happen. Nick will be doing play-by-play on Twitter of the Rockets game. For
I mess up my tweets sober. I can't be going up there all intoxicated.
Think about it. If they're really dry and white-breaded when you just go sober, you could add some flavor to it this afternoon, tonight.
Of course, when the Lakers were in town on Wednesday,
yeah.
I mistakenly tweeted that Larry Nance Jr. made the basket and not Kuzma, and they let me know on Twitter very quickly. So
that's why I told you not to do play-by-play on the internet, because everybody is a vulture, and they're all out for your neck.
Was Raheel sick?
Yes. Yes. I was listening to him on the way here, and I almost turned it off, because regardless of what he was drinking, he wasn't making it through the show.
He just looked – I didn't really realize the lost voice. I was just looking at him, and I was just like, wow, he does not look like he's in good shape right now.
No, as always, Dell carried the entire program, but – at least this time, Raheel had an excuse because he couldn't talk. Yeah.
Well, there you go. There you have it.
So there you have it.
You going to go to the Rockets game and cover the Rockets tonight?
No, I won't be there.
Why not?
You know why. But I will not be there. But I can give you an analysis from afar.
Okay.
But I do know, because I've been told that the Rockets want me to start doing live reads.
Oh, there
How
you
about
go.
That?
There you go.
Well, well, well.
Well, they haven't heard you do the right live read
yeah,
yet, so they have no reason to be mad or angry with
but
you.
But they have heard other people at our station do them, and it's time to get someone that knows how to do them.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm not going to drop names. I'm going to let you do that.
Good at that. Where's Mr. Irrigation when you need him?
Where is he?
I don't know, but Raheel gave away a ring, and Trey won it. Was it a nipple ring?
Oh, I thought he flicked you off there for a second.
Oh, you got. I got it.
He gave you the wrong finger. I saw it.
Yeah, that was kind of dirty, Trey. All right, we're going to be here till 4. The Blitz is going to be here till 7. We're going to be having a whole bunch of fun, giving away a whole bunch of prizes, and wishing you a whole lot of Merry Christmas, Happy New Year kind of thing as we have our holiday party going on right here at Nick's Place. You should be here, too, out at Rocky Ridge right off of Westheimer. Come on out and see us till 7, ESPN 97.5. Santa Claus Lane. Hey, we're back on the Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5. It's Nick for Barry. It's Joel. It's Aaron back at the studio. We got Harrison as we have the Gal Media ESPN 97.5 Holiday Extravaganza going on at Nick's Place off of Rocky Ridge on Westheimer. We would love to see you out here having a good time. Juggalo Trey is going to be taking selfies, arm wrestling possibly, and doing any kind of photo booth opportunities that are available over there on the other side. Nick and I will be here till 4, Blitz till 7.
Yep. All the way up till 4 o'clock. Join us because, like I said, the wings, the beer, the food, the pizza. I'm having my little snack-sized pizza right now. Donna Rogers on Twitter is really upset that she's not here because she's not having pizza right now as well. So
I don't think that officially you are having pizza.
Why is that?
You're having an English muffin with cheese and toppings.
Now, I saw the pizza you ordered.
Yeah.
It was pretty big. Are you going to consume that entire pizza?
It wasn't that big, and they ate the rest of it back then.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, it was bigger than mine.
Yeah, yours is an English muffin with toppings.
Well, I mean, I don't want it. I don't want a massive pizza. I mean, I could have done with just two slices.
Okay, here's something that I stumbled upon at the break that we should probably broach now rather than later, because Kirsten says we can't talk about
the Rockets.
The Rockets anyway.
We're on a trap order
right now. But here's the thing. So Daryl Strawberry now is saying that while he was playing Mets, that he was using the clubhouse as a temporary landing spot so that he could have sex with female fans who were at games.
Yeah, but the more interesting detail is in between innings. Like, how is that even possible? Like, the recharge on him has got to be amazing.
He's hoping for a long inning, if you know what I mean. And lots of base runners getting extra base hits.
But that's a guy that probably should be just – be open about what he's done in his past. With everything that's going on with, like, all the sexual assault accusations, he's been very transparent about his lifestyle when he was with the Mets. And let me tell you, it's a pretty dirty lifestyle. He doesn't live it no more. He's kind of found God, and he doesn't necessarily live that way anymore. But if you knew anything about Daryl Strawberry's lifestyle, you knew it included women, for sure, at the very minimum, and drugs.
Well, evidently in the clubhouse he was bringing the wood.
How could you do that? How do you not get spotted, though, bringing someone from the, like, a fan from the stands and bringing them to the clubhouse in between innings? How do you not notice that?
I'm sure there are nooks and crannies like every clubhouse. Nowadays it's easier because everything is like a 5-star hotel in everybody's locker room because of the fact that they spoil the hell out of the players. But if they didn't, you know, back in the day, you know, maybe one of those cool pool tin tubs or...
It's crazy, though. I imagine the TV people were in on it because, you know, they're not going to show, like, a shot of a female going to the clubhouse.
You think he had to go to the pine tar?
No. I don't
know
what
he had to do. Think he went to the pine tar rag a few times? No? Maybe?
He's discussed some of the plane rides, like when they go in between cities and what they did on plane rides. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, but you know who was worse.
Who?
Dwight Gooden was worse than...
Than Daryl?
Daryl and...
No question?
Than Strawberry. And Dwight Gooden is still having issues.
Oh, yeah. At least Strawberry, I mean, you know, knock on wood, thankfully he's kind of gotten over those issues. He obviously needed to kind of slow down. He was doing drugs every single day.
Yeah, definitely. The thing is that when you think about all the drugs they were doing and all the things that they were doing, and yet they were still playing Major League Baseball at that high level, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, and they were doing it in football, too. Like, I remember, I forgot which Steelers or Super Bowl winning team, they're literally doing lines like the night before. And then they came in during the Super Bowl and just completely tore up the field. So,
hey, where's Chan? Chan says he's here and he's got room at his table if Barry shows up.
I do not. I see him tweeting.
I saw him tweeting that, right?
Yeah, I see him tweeting. I don't know where he's at, though. He is a normal contributor to the program for sure.
No question about it. But lots of loyal listeners here today. We really appreciate it. Donna, we wish you were here. As we continue to roll on at Nick's Place, again, if you want to do Pick Me because you ran out of Get Me, Michael is here with Pick Me, so you can get pictures in the magic mirror so that you can commemorate the experience of the Nick's Place holiday party. We can get pictures taken thanks to Mike and Pick Me. So, Trey, are you going to get a Pick Me picture? Yes, you are. Do the pigtails just once.
Oh, look, Brandon Strage says you have to do it.
Yep. Brandon and Josh are going to get you a new pictures.
Said you have to do it.
You got
to
show off your new hat. Yeah. Your new brim. Your new lid.
He's been rocking that Texas Tech cap for a while. I didn't know he was a Texas Tech fan.
He got it like 3 days ago. He just said so.
That's kind of random. He's fans of random teams. The Supersonics, the Cowboys.
He said they were out of Oasis t-shirts, so he got himself a Texas Tech.
That too. So we want to see if Kirsten will lift the ban from Rockets Talk after this. But I just saw that the injury list for tonight has come out for the Rockets. Clint Capella is listed as doubtful.
With the foot contusion, right?
Still with the heel contusion. Luke Mbah-Mute is definitely out, as is Chris Paul with his abductor strain.
They probably should take the most time with Chris, right? It's an abductor strain. He's getting up there in age. He's kind of, you know what I mean? You probably want to, when you consider the win streak that they have, this is kind of, if you're going to have this problem, this is the time to have it. They just got their win streak snapped. They won, 14 games in a row?
Yeah, but is it? You got Oklahoma City on Christmas Day on national TV. You've been the hottest team in the NBA that really nobody's seen. You'd like the opportunity to get out there and get on national TV and have a chance to get the word, you know, to let everybody see in person what the Rockets have been doing.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't play, it takes kind of the luster off of that Christmas Day lineup.
For sure. And if you're a if you're consuming the game, you certainly want Chris Paul to play. But from a safety standpoint, and if you're the Houston Rockets and if you're Mike D'Antoni, I mean, do you take advantage of the win streak and the win record that you have? Do you take advantage of the fact that you have the best record in the NBA and perhaps you can let a few games, you know, slip in anticipation of Chris Paul's return being healthy like 100%? I think that's – I mean, I don't know if it's the only approach that you can take, but I do think that – I mean, use this win streak to your advantage as much as possible. We know the rotation is going to be tough. Kevin McHale would join us
yesterday.
Here's
my thing. You're supposed to beat the Clippers anyway. You absolutely are.
Without Chris Paul, right?
Well, yeah, even without Chris Paul, because they don't have Blake Griffin. They don't have Patrick Beverley. So you're supposed to beat that team regardless. And you're supposed to finish this homestand only losing one game. And then you go out on the road for the next three. And you start with Oklahoma City. So that's where I said, you know, I don't care if you rest them tonight, but I'd really like to see him get back before this road trip. Or when the road trip starts, so that, you know, as you get on national TV and you get these games that are going to be mean more, and you don't have the comforts of home, so it's a tougher game anyway, I'd like to see it happen.
I'd imagine that if I know anything about Chris Paul's personality and his competitiveness, that he's probably going to try and force his way back. I mean, he's not going to necessarily rush his way back. I imagine he knows his body. But it's an abductor strain, and those tend to get, like, re-aggravated, like many other injuries. But they tend to get re-aggravated.
If you're not familiar with it, an abductor strain is basically between your leg and your hip. And so it obviously causes some limitations in trying to extend when you're running or striding, as the case may be. So probably not comfortable when playing NBA basketball or field goal kicking. But, we'll see what happens.
It'll be interesting to see what Chris – I mean, they definitely need that because now you got Tariq Black getting more minutes. And then it looks like they're going to have to make a decision with one of the guards. I don't know if it's going to be like Bobby Brown or Williams.
Yeah, I think Tenderoni's going to get some playing time. I think that, you know, the time is now for Tenderoni to get to the court and show that he can still shoot because Bobby Brown's going to see some playing time.
And the thing is, he's really transparent about how, like when he doesn't trust players. Like, he was asked about it after the Wednesday night game. And they were like, well, you know, you didn't really utilize anybody else on the rotation outside of Black. You know, what does that mean? He's like, well, maybe I just, you know, I didn't feel like they were ready. And he was open about it at the post-game presser. So I don't know how he's going to have to make a move now with Clint potentially out. Chris Paul's already out. I mean, I think you're going to have to delve into that eight-man rotation a little bit deeper than the eight-man rotation.
Tariq Black was not ready the other night. He knew his number was going to get called.
He
came in and turned the ball over three times, like, immediately. That's when you know, hey.
But it has to do with the reps. I mean, he's going to have to get the minutes just like anybody else.
Here's the other thing. James Harden, as much as he has kind of turned the corner in a lot of ways, James Harden absolutely, without question, has not turned the corner with Tariq Black because he was screaming and yelling at him. He was demonstrative towards him. He wasn't happy with him. Even when he finally finished a play and got a dunk, he was giving him the stink eye. So
what's really important about the Rockets' offense is, like, when you're on it, because it's so intense, you have to know what you're going to do next. Like, you finish what you're supposed to do, what are you going to do next? And I don't think he's kept up with, like, the intensity of the offense yet. Again, that comes with, like, experience and minutes. I don't know if he's gotten enough. But when you stick to an eight-man rotation, like I said, it's hard to get experience to some of these guys on the bench, you know, the second, third string guys. So
a little bit of a downer this morning, and you're a little younger, but the broadcasting world lost a legend in Dick Enberg.
Yeah.
A guy that everybody should know for his catchphrase of, oh my, but between NBC,
82
CBS,
years of age, I believe.
Finished as the voice of the San Diego Padres. But a guy that used to do a lot of national broadcasts, even did the NBA on NBC with Steve Jones and Bill Walton for a time. Dick Enberg passed away this morning of a heart attack at 82. So if on Twitter, well, I'll tell you what, the outpouring of broadcasters and otherwise that were giving shout-outs and love to Dick Enberg, it was pretty pretty neat to see.
Yeah, well, when you have someone like that who impacts your career, especially us, we always talk about broadcasters and how we can perfect our craft and projection and delivery and all that other good stuff. And that's a guy that you would want as a mentor. So, you know, he's definitely meant a lot to the world of broadcasting and especially sports broadcasting. So, you know, RIP to him.
Definitely. He'll be missed as well. So we're going to be here at Nick's Place till 4. Then the Blitz will take us home till 7. It is our holiday extravaganza, so there's going to be plenty of prizes to be won throughout the afternoon into the evening hours. Like I said, we've got rifle cases, travel bags for hunting, the bench T-shirts galore, because John Granato's in the house. That means the bench T-shirts. Granato will actually be signing the bench T-shirts if you make a contribution to the John Granato Fund. He then will be signing them, I think, for a limited time, and then he'll be making his way over to the photo booth.
You got to be kidding, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you,
because
John,
you never know with John Granato.
Will you be signing the bench T-shirts today?
No.
Not signing
no.
today?
No. We're about to climb on Coors Light right now. Climb on, brother.
Climb on.
That's right.
All right. Climb on, brother.
That's what we do.
Okay, my man still wants to show you his tattoo. He's very proud of it. I know. I bet he's seen it.
I've seen it.
I don't know where, but hey. All right.
Tramp stamp.
All right, so we're going to be back with a whole lot more. We're at Nick's Place, Rocky Ridge and Westheimer. Come on out and see us till 4, and then the Blitz till 7 right here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, back at Nick's Place for the Gal Media ESPN Radio Holiday Extravaganza as we continue to roll on till 4, the Blitz till 7, as we will be here entertaining and giving away prizes we just announced in the building, but also out under the airwaves. If you stop by and you want to win a prize, you have no talent whatsoever, and you didn't win anything from the bench and John and Lance this morning, then stop up and see our promo team. Consider yourself a wiener, and we will make you a winner as such and give you a prize.
Not a bad deal if you have no talent, right?
Right. That's why Mike from Pick Me is right in front of us. He's going to stand in line and get the next prize available because he has no talent.
You're just an easy target because you're standing right in front of him right now.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Mike, but the listening audience cannot hear you, so therefore I win, you lose. Nick, I wanted to let you know that as much as Rocket fans were a little salty the other night because of the fact that the Lakers won.
Yep.
And because of the fact that, like I told you, Kyle Kuzma can play.
Yeah, he's a baller.
Kyle Kuzma should be endeared by all Rockets fans after the game.
Why?
Ask me why, Nick. Thank you very much. I love the way you play the game. Kyle Kuzma was asked after the game, Whataburger or In-N-Out? Hands down, Kyle Kuzma said, Whataburger
is
the best.
That's disrespectful
to Los
Angeles.
So you got someone from California in Los Angeles giving love to the orange and white.
Wow. You say that in Los Angeles, you just might get decapitated, honestly. I mean, people over there take that seriously.
He says, I think Whataburger is better. It's a bigger burger. The fries are better. I've seen the debate multiple times. I'm going to go with Whataburger.
Yeah, I'm obviously at home. I'm definitely going Whataburger. But In-N-Out, I mean, people make a huge deal about it. I do think they make a really good burger. I've had it once.
Anybody who thinks their breakfast sandwich is a Whataburger with egg on it, it's got to go.
Yeah.
That's overrated. So you put an egg on a burger, you're an idiot.
And actually, Whataburger has a pretty decent breakfast. Not everybody likes their taquitos, but I do. Look who it is.
I'm just not a big fan.
Ken Hoffman in the building.
I'm just not a big fan of egg on my burger.
Yeah, I'm not either. Or on my steak. You know how people put like a big egg on their steak? I can't eat egg on my steak. I won't do that.
No, I'm with you on that. By the way, during the break, John Granato just decided that he asked anybody like Coors Light, and the answer was, who doesn't? So everybody that drank Coors Light got a free Coors Light.
But they're all done, though, right? You've given them all out, right? There's still more?
I climbed up.
He climbed the mountain, and he headed past the mountains of Bush right to Coors Light. Okay. It was a Blue Mountain extravaganza, as the case may be, and it's still going on. So if you want a free Coors Light, come see John Granato. He's going to be here at Nick's Place with us. Oh, you're already cutting him out?
That's it.
What the hell? I'm not going to
Yeah, you are. First of all, we know you're going to be here all day. Second of all, we know you're going to have buckets refreshed very quickly. You can spare a beer here and there. It's expensible. It's all good. It'll be fine. Right, Todd? Yes. Todd wasn't feeling that so much.
But yeah, man, shout out to Kyle for saying Whataburger.
Yeah.
I'm sure he got it on Twitter.
Yep, so everybody's here. You should be here, too. Shouting out to everybody that's here at Nick's already. But if you haven't gotten here and you want to get off of work earlier, you're in the Galleria shopping, stop by Nick's on your way back because you can win some great prizes. Like I said, just stop on up to the prize table. Even if you have no talent at all and can't win a contest, you probably will win something because they'll feel for you and they'll give you something. I see you, sir, eyeing that really bad material-looking diaper bag. It may have your name on it, it may not, but I see you eyeing it. Yes, you, sir, in the white shirt. I know. That diaper bag looks pretty sexy right there. I know.
What are we giving away? What is that? Are we allowed to at least tease what we're giving away?
Okay, Wes, you're not eligible to win, and your cigarettes will not fit in that case. So, okay. Here we go. Now everybody's fibbing before the holidays. Cole in his stocking. Okay. All right, so we're here till 4.
Yep.
And what else is on your mind? You got to go to the game tonight.
I'm going to go to the game. I'm probably going to make it because I don't think I'm drinking tonight. I'm actually going to be a good professional and not drink and go to the game. Toyota Center, I imagine, is not going to be super packed with Chris Paul's absence. I don't know what that does to the attendance of the – we lost power there for a second.
No, yeah. I just turned it on.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what that's going to do for the attendance at Toyota Center. But
well, we already know it's going to be half full anyway. And here's the other thing, by the way, I wanted to bring this up, because if you guys like Salty Joel, you're going to get it now. But here's my thing. If you're Daryl Morey, stop giving the other teams ammunition and stop feeling like you're a hero on social media and just let your team play ball. Last night he comes out and says, everything we do, we're obsessed with the Golden State Warriors. Just shut up. Just shut up and let your team play basketball.
There's no question that should be the goal.
Because you don't think you just gave the Warriors a little motivation, like they're going to play them twice in the next couple weeks, and they're not going to show up and go, oh, so you're the guy, you guys are the guys that really have the red ass because everything you do is being obsessive about us. Well, we've got a little more motivation, and we're going to come here and kick your ass.
Yeah, well, Daryl Morey is going to be vocal about anything, any story that's big at that time with his team. So last year it was James Harden, right? Who should be MVP? James Harden or Russell Westbrook? So he was taking to Twitter, making all these arguments for James Harden. Now a lot of the talk has to do with closing the gap, right? How far away are
they?
You like
that phrase, by the way.
I think everybody is. Look at NBA.com. Look at CBS Sports. Look at all the national media outlets. All of them are talking about how much have they closed the gap in terms of skill and how good they are with the Golden State Warriors. And I'll say it again. They've closed the back significantly more this year than they did last year, but I'm still not ready to say that they're a better team. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I'm with you. I'm right there with you.
They still have to prove that they can beat the Spurs.
I've said all along, look, enjoy the regular season. Enjoy the run that they just had. Enjoy all the winning. But until you exercise the demons in the postseason and prove that you can not only beat the Warriors but beat the Spurs, you've done nothing.
Yeah.
And especially James Harden, who is the front runner, Houston, for MVP. And I know that means a lot to you. But the more important thing is he's got to step up and perform in the playoffs. He hasn't been able to do that recently. He has a reputation for being a choker in the playoffs. And until the playoffs come again and he has a chance to redeem himself, he's still going to be known as with that reputation regardless of what he does in the regular season.
I mean, that was the big debate. Did he choke or did he just play bad? We had that debate on our show. You know, I mean, I guess you can make an argument for either way. Maybe he played bad and gave up because he knew the game was over. I don't know. But he definitely has to prove something in the postseason. And we were talking about it. Chris Paul is kind of in that same boat. Probably not as much as James Harden, but he's in a similar boat in terms of proving himself in the postseason.
Yeah, there's absolutely no doubt about it. And you know, again, like I said, everybody's sitting there thinking that Chris Paul is going to be the savior too. But we're forgetting he's 32 years old. He's been dinged up and been injured the last couple of years, can't seem to get healthy. And, oh, by the way, in the playoffs, he doesn't have a stellar record either. He's never been to a Western Conference Finals. He's never been to an NBA Finals. He hasn't won in the last couple of years in the playoff series he's been in. So he has some demons to exercise, too. Now, with all that being said, do I think that they can make a long playoff run? Yes, I do. And I think they'll end up meeting the Golden State Warriors, who they're obsessed with.
So you think they're better than the Spurs right now?
Right now they're better than the Spurs because the Spurs are trying to figure it out. Spurs lost to Utah last night after Utah got absolutely ripped by Oklahoma City and lost to the Rockets. And then they went in and beat San Antonio in San Antonio. So the problem you have right now is that they're still trying to get Kawhi Leonard into the mix. They're trying to get him to be, you know,
I don't know if he's on that minutes restriction, but he should be back up by now. I don't know how many games you can go with a minutes restriction on Kawhi Leonard, but at this point I think he should be good to go. That's the only other team.
He just has to get his wind back, and so they're kind of on a minutes restriction with him. So there's a lot of factors in right now, but as Greg Popovich will tell you over and over again, the regular season really means nothing to him. The biggest thing is going to be come playoff time. He'll be ready. The Spurs will be ready. Yeah. And in a seven-game series with the best coach in the NBA, they got a fighting shot against anybody.
He cares very little about the regular season. That is Greg Popovich, because he just has such a great skill set when it comes down to, like, getting his team ready for the postseason and actually just getting his team ready for a particular game. Even if it's just a big game in the middle of the regular season, he has this knack of getting them prepared. He definitely has that knack in the postseason. He's definitely going to look at the Rocket squad and say, how can we exploit this team? He's going to look at their weaknesses and really try to make the Rockets look bad in areas that they're not that good in. So it's going to be interesting to see for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So we'll see what happens in the postseason. But again, the Rockets finishing up the homestand tonight against the Clippers. Then they head out on the road for a three-game road trip that starts on Christmas Day as part of the fiesta that is the NBA on Christmas Day, where they play the Oklahoma City Thunder, who are starting to play better basketball. So we'll see how that goes. But again, if Chris Paul doesn't play, that's a team that really it factors in against, because when you have Westbrook and you have Paul George and you have Carmelo Anthony, you have problems if you don't have them. And especially Clint Capella, whether you have him or not, you really need Nene in that game, because Steven Adams is going to have his way in the middle.
Yeah, well, Nene is going to be able to handle that for a while. I've always talked about the minutes issue with Nene. You seem to think he wants more minutes. I don't know if he does. I don't know if he's capable. We saw him walk out of that last game when he went 20 minutes straight and how steamed he was. He didn't seem like he had any energy left. So they're going to have to probably put P.J. Tucker at the five for a while. And like I said, as much as he embraces that role, it's still going to wear on him, because he's facing guys that are 5, 6, 7 inches taller than he is. So, yeah, but look, we don't know. Clint Capella could play. It's a game-time decision. I'm sure Coach D'Antoni will address it before the game.
Yeah, so we'll definitely look at that with the Rockets playing the Clippers tonight. Patrick Beverley out for the year, so I don't even know if he's traveling, but he won't play. Sam Decker will. And, you know, Sam Decker is the centerpiece of any trade that you want to make in the NBA, and he'll be there. So, you know, he'll be looking to go.
To this show.
He'll be looking
careful,
to go for
Joel.
His career high of 7 or 8, I'm sure. But we'll see what happens, because he's sensitive about those kind of things. But the return of a lot of the guys that the Rockets traded away to get Chris Paul probably wanted to play against his team, like Corey Brewer did with the Lakers.
Goodness.
But that's going to have to wait.
Hats off to them, though, because considering what they gave up, they did a good job of replacing what they gave up. So hats off to the Houston Rockets for sure. 713-780-3776. I have not had an opportunity to look at the text line, but I'll do that. If you want to text in or call in, I don't know if we're taking calls, but if you want to text in, 713-780-3776. We're at Nick's Place.
Hey, good by the way, there's a report of a guy with a gun at Lambeau Field right now. I don't know if he's looking for Anthony Barr, the linebacker of the Vikings, who busted Aaron Rodgers' collarbone. But the Vikings probably aren't in town yet, so he might want to slow down. But otherwise, no one in Green Bay has a gun unless they're going hunting. All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. We'll see what happens. But we're going to take a break. We're here at Nick's Place. Again, you guys, if you didn't win a prize this morning at Klein's Fine Jewelry with the bench, then come on up and see our promo team. We've got plenty of prizes to give away, plenty of bench T-shirts. I think hot off the presses, the Usual Suspects T-shirts will be here by about 3:30. So we're working on those as well. We're going to be back with a whole lot more at ESPN 97.5. Hey, Barry's out enjoying some vacation time. Nick is in for Barry. Harrison's back at the fort. Aaron's here keeping us on the air. Everybody's here spreading good cheer. Rasta Claus just showed up with a very interesting sweatshirt. Jordan with Jordans is another way we'll put it. He's here. We're doing a contest galore here today. And yep. If you have no talent at all and you just want to win a prize, come up, talk to our promo team. Mike is giving you a living example of what it means to not have talent and win a prize. But we have lots of people here in the building,
yep.
And lots of prizes to be had.
One,
so
one
we
prize,
pass them out.
One prize actually doesn't even require that you have skills, but you're a tattoo artist. So if you have a tattoo and you come up and show Michelle, they're going to have a vote. if you have the most votes as far as the best tattoo, you have an opportunity to win the sports ticker. You know the ticker that we have in the studio?
Yeah, yeah.
It has all the scores and the updates for all the teams.
Great for
you. You have an opportunity to win one of those. So if you have a tattoo, come up to the front. Show Michelle. Have an opportunity to win a sports ticker. What is it, a device? I guess a sports ticker screen that kind of gives you updates of everything that's going on.
Yeah,
he's got a tattoo as
perfect,
well.
It'd be perfect for the man cave. If you, it's like a LED readout, and all you got to do, you put it up on the top of your wall, and while you're watching games, you can get all kinds of scores and all the latest sports news flashed across the screen. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I want one like that, too. I think they have the ones where that are, like, flat. It's not necessarily linear, where, like, the updates just kind of go across. I think they have, like, those flat ones where you can kind of just hang it up on the wall. But this one's a really good one, too. So all you have to do is look up. You don't even have to turn on your TV. And you get all the updates that you need for your favorite team or other teams across the country. So it's a cool deal. If you have a tattoo, come up to the front, see our promotions director, Michelle, and have an opportunity to win.
Yeah, Michelle really needs to look more comfortable. She definitely looks very uncomfortable at the front because, I'm kidding, her shoes are off, her feet are all over the giveaway T-shirts. She's, like, stretching out. Well, I mean, she's a lounge chair away from taking a nap.
Yeah, well, she's working. We're over here having fun.
Is that what you're calling it? Is that what you're calling it?
You're not
working.
She's working.
Okay. All right. So at least we've established that. Michelle, keep on working as hard as you are and make sure you make yourself comfortable. Make sure your hand stays above the equator on the gentleman that really wants to win the tattoo contest. That'll be great. Otherwise, we're going to continue to roll on with lots going on here at Nick's Place. You see, Vince McMahon sold $100 million in stock in WWE.
I saw that.
Of being part of an ownership group for an NFL team.
Well, isn't there something along? Isn't he trying to get back into the whole XFL thing that he launched back in 2001? So he's trying to basically revamp the XFL, which was an absolute disaster when it launched in 2001. And I think the WWE partnered up with NBC, and when they launched it, it was such a failure. Both parties lost $35 million each, according to ESPN.com. $35 million each. So that was a $70 million investment that went bad. They pulled the plug after only one season. Now, there's, you know, rumor has it, I think we spoke to the producer of the 30 for 30 on it at Super Bowl Radio Row. You might remember him.
Yep.
But what the rumor is that they pulled the plug early, that they didn't give it an opportunity.
Well, you were mad because you had your He Hate Me jersey, and you thought you were going to get one more year out of it.
Was it? Was that what it was?
Remember the He Hate Me?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, the running back. You could put whatever you wanted on the back of your jersey, and he had He Hate Me on the back, and then he ended up getting he had a short spell in the NFL for like half a season or so, and then it ended. But he was like the most publicized player in that league simply because he had He Hate Me on the back of his jersey.
That's crazy, though. Selling all that. I mean, he knows what he's doing. He's a smart businessman. But that was definitely surprising moves. I mean, when you consider how successful WWE is, I mean.
Well, but think about it. There's only one team up for sale right now. So evidently Vince McMahon is trying to figure out what's going on with the Carolina Panthers, and if Richardson is selling that team, he's trying to get in.
Or the North Carolina Panthers, as P. Diddy would put it. The North Carolina Panthers.
Rod Smart, by the way. He Hate Me.
He Hate Me. That was the name of the player?
Rod Smart had the jersey He Hate Me. He then ended up with the Philadelphia Eagles in the same year of 2001, and then shortly after that his career was over. The delivery man somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how he expected the XFL to succeed. I never got into it. I was a kid, and at that time, I was relatively interested in the NFL and football. But here's my thing.
If you look him up on Wikipedia, right, and you look at it, and it says San Diego Chargers, Las Vegas Outlaws, then He Hate Me jersey, then Edmonton Eskimos, Philadelphia Eagles, Carolina Panthers, Oakland Raiders, All-American Football League, and then it says post-football life. I want it to say Dunkin' Donuts. I want it to say Miller Lite Beer Distributed. I want to know what he's doing now. I mean, did he save his money? Did he make any money?
I mean, some of these guys have such an embarrassing career. They kind of go out and just hide out under a rock somewhere. They don't want to be seen. You know what I mean? They don't want
to. You know what? In his bio, it says after being released by the Oakland Raiders, he became a personal trainer before appearing on Don't Blame the Lettuce. Not sure what that is, but he lives in Charlotte, North Carolina. And he works as a high school guidance counselor. So I'm going to see my guidance counselor. He Hate Me.
What's the odds of him getting a good college to pick out? He hate me.
I didn't expect him to be doing anything, honestly.
Come on, man. You got to, you know, these guys burn through money so much these days. You got to find a career post-athletics.
Yeah. Yeah, but some of these, even some of these people that burn through their money, they have no idea what to do. Like, they're just living just like everybody else. They think that they're making all this money or still benefiting from the career that they had. Like you mentioned, they just go through it. So, I don't know, man. I don't know. What about this Texans situation? I don't know if the seat could get any hotter when you have a 5-win season. Or potentially a 5-win season. I mean, they could probably lose their next two games, their last two games.
Now, you guys forget, I was the bad guy on the block early in the year when I said they could go 7-9 before the season started. I just wasn't feeling it. But I didn't, you know, you couldn't predict what was going to happen with Deshaun Watson.
No.
But at this point, if you are definitely Charlie Epps is in the house, by the way, the golf doctor. Anybody needs any free golf lessons, he's going to hear. He'll be here in the corner probably helping John Granato with his putter, if you know what I mean. The big thing to me, what were we talking about?
We were talking about O'Brien and the fact that 7-9 this season, the hot seat and all that other good stuff.
The big thing to me from a standpoint of Bill O'Brien is when everything's going well, he's very easy to talk to. He's a great front runner. But when things go south, he doesn't want to have it. And he tells the media, I don't want to hear it. Don't ask me that BS. Don't talk about this. Don't talk about that. And it gets old. And the fact of the matter is, whether you like him or you don't like him, you give him credit because of the fact that they won the division. They were 9-7. They did what they had to do. They made the postseason. This year, they did not make the postseason. This year was a different story because before the injuries, which everybody's giving him another pass for, before the injuries, he told everybody that Tom Savage was his guy. He had Deshaun Watson for a full training camp. He told everybody, Deshaun Watson's still my guy. Tom Savage is still my guy. And then after Deshaun Watson took over and did so well, then he wanted it to go away. He didn't want to talk about it. But at the end of the day, you know the fans are going to bring it back up and go, remember when you said Tom Savage was the guy?
Yeah. And, you know, I felt like if he could have left the door open, and I don't know if he did that at the beginning of the season. Like, look, we're going with Tom Savage right now based on experience. In the event that things don't look good, there's a good possibility that we go to Deshaun. Now, he may have said that, and the media didn't let go. I wasn't really paying attention. But he could have given himself some sort of cushion. I think the problem is what you were referring to before in regards to his personality. And I said this weeks ago with you and Barry on the show that his type of personality doesn't do well with those tough media questions. I made the argument that Chip Kelly was another guy. When he left college and he went to Philadelphia, that's not a guy – you don't want to go to Philadelphia as a guy that doesn't know how to handle the media well because the Philadelphia media market will swallow you. And Bill O'Brien seems to be that guy. I think, like Chip Kelly, Bill O'Brien would be better off in a college system just because he can handle the players.
I don't disagree with you.
They're younger. They still have to prove themselves.
They need him.
Exactly.
They need him because
DeAndre Hopkins does not need Bill O'Brien.
Right.
J.J. Watt doesn't need Bill O'Brien.
When the majority of the players make more money than the head coach, it's hard for the players – to sit there and logically stay connected to their head coach.
Yeah, I mean that's why I see like when a lot of these coaches transfer and when they go from the college football level and they go to the NFL level, my first question is how can they handle multi-million dollar personalities? And not all the time they can. I mean, what are you looking at on Twitter? Oh, I saw that the Hispanic dude.
Yeah,
with the 1.5
18.5.
Well, 1.5 foot, right? That's okay. What I read.
Would be 18.
18 inches?
Yep, 18.5.
And he says he's struggling to find work.
He's also claimed disability because he cannot kneel. The man with the world's largest penis has now filed for disability because he says he cannot kneel, he cannot do anything athletic, and he feels it's necessary for him to be able to find an end to a means. So he's claimed disability until he can find a job in porn, which he's at least admittedly thinking that he has a career in.
And that was my first thought, but then I read further in the story, and I realized that yeah, he was considering porn. But that guy's a big dude on his own. He's probably 300 pounds. With a member, he's 320.
The dong is probably 20 pounds alone.
Look at that thing. It's massive.
Well, it looks like he took it off of a Muppet character. I can tell you that because he's got it in a sock. But nonetheless.
Like a knee-high sock.
I mean,
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, but you would think that the man could find a career. I mean, there are camera people out there that need a tripod daily.
Yeah, he should go to Pornhub.com/careers. That's what he should go to.
That's exactly right.
Post-holidays,
there's got to be – they should have an employment drive, a job fair, so to speak.
Yeah.
And he should find something. He could be a grip.
He would not be broke. It would take him one shoot, and he'd be done.
He's mastered being a grip by the pictures, but he could progress, going from a grip to an eventual on-air performer.
I can't believe he was even willing to just show it like that, just – I didn't even know that was a sock. That thing is massive. Whatever. I'm distracted. Could you, like, change
it? I just brought it up to you. I wanted to see while you were talking about Bill O'Brien if you could keep your concentration when I brought up the picture. Speaking of guys like that, Charlie Palillo's in the house, too. So Charlie Palillo will be here.
Second Charlie in the room. Charlie Epps and Charlie Palillo.
Yes, and Charlie's going to be heading on over to the Pick Me booth. So if you want pictures with Charlie Palillo because you're a lawyer or a listener. On SportsMap 94.1 FM. You can head over to the Pick Me booth and try and get a picture with Charles Palillo. He is in the building. He blew off his 1:30 stint with us, so we're not going to complain about that because it's always slowing down the show when Mr. Palillo joins from 1:30 to 2 and takes over and hijacks. But now he's here signing autographs, and he'll probably do a live endorsement or two while he has the time. So if you want to see Charlie, Charlie is here. Thank you, Charlie. Right back at you. John Granato holding court in the corner. He will not be giving away any more Coors Light.
He's done
Light.
With the free beer.
He's already given away bucket upon bucket of Coors Light.
No moss. You missed out. You had an opportunity. You should have been at Nick's place.
Yes.
Drinking free booze.
So we're going to be here till 4, Blitz till 7. Come on over to the Gal Media Christmas party. Stop in, say hi. And by the way, plenty of prizes up front. The diaper bag that's dressed like a hunting pouch is still available. Did the rifle case go already? Well, don't you team up the rifle case with the diaper bag? No? Because what parent with a child doesn't need a rifle as well? I mean, that's why we're in Texas. Okay, so we got plenty of prizes still we're going to be giving away. Again, if you have one of the great tattoos in this city and you want to show it off, you can win a prize as well. Show Michelle up here at the front. She'll take a picture. If she deems you the best tattoo of the day, you win a sports ticker?
Yep.
A sports ticker for your media room. It's valued at $500, and I'm sure on eBay
you
can get at least $250 for it. Okay. That wasn't right. All right.
No,
we're
going
to take a quick
break
here at Nick's Place. It's Nick. It's Joel filling in for Barry. We're having a good time. You should be too. Nick's Place, Rocky Ridge and Westheimer, right here on ESPN 97.5.